Well, what would you call the same container, you know, the same can, if it were made out of metal? Would you call it a different name? See, now the first one we had was made out of wood.
Well, I could say it made it out of metal.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't call it, would you still call it a can? Is that
right?
That's right. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what do you call, I bet I know what you'll say for this. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
A spider.
A spider. Now, why is it called a spider? You know?
Maybe it's because it's made for that purpose.
I see. Well, what do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? And the thing where you can turn the water on and off.
Call it a thicket, water running in a bowl.
Could you repeat that again? You call it a what?
A bowl.
A bowl, but before that you said you call it a
thicket.
A thicket?
That's right.
Okay. What do you call the, you know, the same thing that you turn on and off if you have it on a barrel.
I see.
You know, if you have a big barrel and it has some kind of handle that you turn on and off, would you call that a different name?
Yeah, I call it a faucet.
Call that a faucet.
That's right.
Well, let me ask you, now when you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Well, and the paper sack.
Okay. Well, what would you call a large bag that's made of this sort of loosely woven cloth? You know, it's real coarse, kind of harsh cloth.
I call it a shopping bag.
A shopping bag.
That's
well,
right.
Would you say, for example, then, that if I said told you that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in, what kind of a sack would, you know, what would it be that they would come in if it's made out of this cloth?
Well, it would come in a cloth sack.
It would just come, you'd call it a cloth sack.
That's right.
Okay. Well, what do you call a small musical instrument, you know, that you hold up to your mouth and you blow on? You know, it's a little square.
A harp.
You call that a harp?
That's right.
Well, what would you call another little instrument, you know, musical instrument that's made out of metal and you hold it between your teeth and you pick it?
Juice harp.
Juice harp, okay. Now, what do you call a piece of, you know, playground equipment that children play on and it has a long board that's balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end of it, and another child sits on the other, and they go up and down?
Springboard.
Springboard. Okay. Well, what do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
I call it a... Oh, I know it'd be a wooden merry-go-round.
A wooden merry-go-round.